Did you ever feel like what you learned in law school didn't prepare you for the world of running a law practice? Law school didn't teach us how to start our practices the right way so that we could scale them into a thriving business. We didn't learn how to make sure that our businesses would meet our financial goals and provide the type of lifestyle we deserve. After 10 years, I was fed up with struggling in my practice and decided to begin a journey to scaling a successful practice that would actually allow me to finally live the life I've always dreamed of. I invite you to listen in on the conversations I'm having with some of the most successful solo and small firm practitioners, along with leading business entrepreneurs, and share how I am implementing what I am learning, all with the goal of helping you take control of your practice and your life. This is The Law Entrepreneur. Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 38 of The Law Entrepreneur. My name is Neil Tyra, and today's episode is brought to you by Spotlight Branding and by Market Circle. Spotlight Branding, helping to build your internet foundation. I trust them to manage the internet presence for my law firm, and I recommend them to solo lawyers every chance I get. And Market Circle, makers of Daylight, a fantastic suite of Mac and iOS applications that help your small business grow. Now, having said all that, guess what? I do not have an episode for you today. Why is that? Well, I had a major failure here at Law Entrepreneur Central, otherwise known as my law firm's office. I had a hard drive failure on my primary computer. And that's the first time I've ever had a hardware failure in all the years that I've been using Apple products. And I thought, well, I'll just spend a few minutes telling you this sad story because it is illustrative of the kinds of things as a solo attorney that we have to be aware of and make provisions for, because the data that we have on our computers and use to manage our law firms is important, obviously, and you want to make sure that you preserve it in a way that you can continue to service your clients as well as maintain their confidences. So one of the most important aspects of managing a computer system is you have to have a backup strategy. Now, I know that's kind of old hat and people say that all the time. And most folks, particularly solos, if they're not computer savvy, they generally speaking don't have a backup strategy, or they have an insufficient strategy. If you listen to my friends David Sparks and Katie Floyd on the Mac Power Users podcast, as we've mentioned before, they frequently speak of having a backup plan that involves three and sometimes even four backup strategies. So I've adopted that process years ago. And you would think that having done so, that I would be able to weather this hard drive failure fairly easily. But that wasn't the case for a number of reasons that I'll just kind of briefly touch through. But let's go over the backup strategy just for a second. First and foremost, I have most, if not all, of my data, particularly my client data and firm data, stored in the cloud. Now, I use Dropbox. I'm comfortable with that platform. Others use a variety of different programs with a variety of different levels of security imposed on those platforms. But for my purposes, like I said, most if not all of my user data or client data, law firm data, is stored in the cloud. And that's so I can access it from any computer system that I have a internet connection with. On top of that, I clone or copy the hard drive in my desktop computer, which serves as my server and as all my applications running on it. I clone that hard drive using a program called SuperDuper. And once a week, it simply copies the entire contents of the hard drive in the desktop iMac and makes a copy of it. And I have that on a separate external hard drive. And then last but not least, I also take advantage of a technology on Apple products called the Time Machine. So I have a second hard drive that's configured as a Time Machine backup device. And what Time Machine does is allows you to create daily backups, and in fact, almost hourly in some cases, such that you can recover a particular file or you can go back through the course of time and look at, you know, different files and bring them back to the forefront, recover them. You can also use that Time Machine backup to restore your system in total, if need be. And that's going to be a key point to what happened here. So, as is usually the case with these kinds of things, it was a perfect storm such that despite the three-pronged backup strategy that I use, I was down and out of commission when the hard drive failed on my desktop computer. So what happened? Well, I was in the process of transitioning, actually, my Daylight application and also QuickBooks. Both of those apps now offer cloud-based services. And I was setting up to transition both, you know, one at a time, to the cloud. And in that process of doing the steps that were necessary to prepare for it, the hard drive crashed. Now, this hard drive had been showing some signs of weakness, wear and tear, slowing down. And in fact, the entire desktop system was underpowered for what I've been doing with the with my applications, with my system. Running the latest operating system was too big for the hardware contained in this desktop iMac, which only had 4 gigabytes of RAM on it, which is not really sufficient to run the latest versions of the operating system. So on my list of things to do was to swap out this desktop computer with one that I have that has 8 gigabytes of RAM. And I just hadn't gotten around to doing that yet. And so that was the first step in the perfect storm. The second step was the size of my data on the database, I mean on the hard drive, was getting to be so big that the external drive that I was using to record the clone backup onto was too small. And so I had to replace that. Well, that's easy to do. You just, you know, buy a new external hard drive, which I had ordered on Amazon, but it hadn't yet shipped. And so I had unplugged the external hard drive that the clone was to be recorded on in anticipation of receiving the new hard drive in the mail any day now. But, you know, I hadn't had a clone backup done in a couple of weeks. So that wasn't going to be useful if I had to recover from a backup, which is ultimately what we had to do. So I was left with my Time Machine backup, which I'm very confident in. I've had on occasion to recover a particular file, so I know that the Time Machine backup is working. I can see the copies of the files, and it's a really simple interface to work through. So I was pretty confident that I could use that backup to restore the hard drive in the desktop computer. Well, lo and behold, I couldn't get to that process because when you restart or reboot the computer, the Mac, the way you get into the Time Machine recovery process is you have to boot into recovery mode. And you do so by restarting the computer and holding down the command key simultaneously with the R key. So command R is the keyboard equivalent for booting into the recovery mode. Once that happens, a cut down version of the operating system brings up a utility service, which then allows you to do a couple of different things. You can run disk first aid on the hard drive and attempt to repair it and fix it, which I, well, later we'll get into. I did and indicated that there was problems with the hard drive. And the other thing is it will allow you to recover from a time machine backup. So I kept trying to boot into the recovery mode and it wouldn't work. Every time it started to boot up, it would shut back down again. So ultimately, I decided I'm going to have to make an appointment to go to the Apple Genius Bar and have them do it for me. And when I was going online via my phone to make that appointment, I noticed and remembered that Apple now has a phone service for support. So you can, you know, give them your phone number and they call you essentially immediately. And so I got an Apple support rep on the phone, like I said, almost immediately. And they were suggesting, well, let's boot you into recovery mode. And when I did so, again, it didn't work. And the support tech kindly asked me, well, what kind of keyboard are you using? Is it plugged in properly? And I noted that, well, no, I use a wireless keyboard. And, oh, well, that's the problem. Because with a wireless keyboard, that doesn't connect until the system is fully loaded and the Bluetooth service is made available to connect the wireless keyboard. So holding down Command R on a wireless keyboard does nothing. Ah, so now I have to find a wired keyboard. I don't actually have any wired keyboards. So I had to borrow one from a friend. And when I did that, plugged in the wired keyboard, rebooted, holding down Command R. In fact, it did boot into the recovery mode. And now I have been able to restore the hard drive from the time machine backup. So there is a happy ending in that regard. I probably lost 8 hours of work, nothing actually very critical. And I'm back to where I was before the whole problem started. The happy ending out of all of this was that not only was I able to recover my desktop computer here in the office, but I was also able to recover and reinstall the base operating system on a unit that I have downstairs, which has eight gigabytes of RAM on it. So now I can swap these two computers. I can bring the 8 gigabyte system up and load everything on there. And as soon as I get the hard drive back or delivered from Amazon, I'll set up the clone backup and restart everything as part of my backup strategy, and we'll be back up and running. So with all of that, what are the lessons that we've learned from this? Well, first off, you have to have a backup strategy. And like I said, if you follow some of the wise people, such as those on Mac Power Users, you want to have multiple copies of your hard drive. You want to have your data in the cloud, or maybe you choose not to. But for me, my first level is to have data in the cloud. Then you want to have a carbon copy, a clone of your hard drive. Some people also have a second clone that they store offsite. So in case your office burns down or there's an earthquake or what, some other type of natural disaster that ruins or compromises your computer itself, along with its attached hard drives, you have a separate hard drive in a remote location that hopefully will survive through all of that. So one or two clone backups are called for. And then, as I like to do, I have a time machine backup as well. So three different strategies there. The other thing is you need to test it. There's no good having a backup strategy if you've never had to recover from any of those units. And the first time you have to do so is in crisis mode. So I had tested the Time Machine backup on more than one occasion. So I was pretty very confident that that would work fine. I haven't had to recover from a clone backup ever, but I know I can. I've gone through the process of doing so. But you need to test those backup strategies. And if that kind of technology or that kind of process is overwhelming to you, you really should hire that technical support out to somebody. Because if you're an attorney, you have an obligation to preserve and protect client data, and you're just not going to be able to recover from a disaster with your technology disaster if you don't have a proper backup strategy in place. So that's my tale of woe. That's why I don't really have an episode for you today. We're back online now. We're rebooking our interviews, and so we'll do better the next time, I assure you. So once again, I'd like to thank my friends at Spotlight Branding and Market Circle for sponsoring today's episode of The Law Entrepreneur. Spotlight Branding helps you to build your internet foundation. You know, I trust them to manage my internet presence for my law firm. And as I said, I recommend them every chance I get. I just had a meeting this week with a friend of mine who is considering using Spotlight Branding. And, you know, I can't say enough about them. They built a great website for me, and they can help you with your video marketing, social media management, email marketing, and much more to keep you top of mind with your referral network. Also, Market Circle, makers of Daylight. You know I'm a huge fan of Daylight. It's a fantastic suite of Mac and iOS applications that help you build your small business. Daylight is a generalized customer relations management or CRM tool, but it's much more than that for your practice. It really is your practice management software platform. I'm really interested to move their services to the cloud, which will give me further assurances that I can always access all my client data and continue to manage my firm, even in the face of a hardware failure such as I had this week. Anyway, thanks again to Spotlight Branding and Market Circle, and thanks to you for being listeners here on The Law Entrepreneur. Make sure you go to our website at www.thelawentrepreneur.com. You can check out our episodes there, a couple of blog posts. I'm probably going to write a post about this hardware failure and post it there. And also, you can sign up for our newsletter there. Just enter your email address, and we'll start sending you some fun email newsletters and the like from The Law Entrepreneur. So again, thanks ever so much for being with me. I apologize for not having a more developed episode, and we will see you again next week on Law Entrepreneur.